RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Show, halfway home on this Monday evening with you. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. The Odyssey app, excuse me, is how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm at JMCH316. He is at TheDLewisForReal on Twitter. You know, I saw an article here recently talking about Kyle Pitts, and I think it was from Pro Football Focus, talking about Kyle Pitts being the X factor for the Atlanta Falcons. And I don't disagree with that. I have said repeatedly on this show that Kyle Pitts needs to be a 100-catch, 1,400-yard, dozen-touchdown type of player. That's what he's got to be. If he's going to influence the game the way we need him to influence the game, he's got to be Travis Kelce-like. And that's Travis Kelce's numbers. But if he's the X factor, I tell you who might be the Y factor in this offense is Jonnu Smith. Now, if you look through Jonnu Smith's numbers, you know, they're not eye-popping or anything like that, right? I mean, you know, he's had some good years, you know, across the league for a couple of different teams. But it's not like he's been Travis Kelce or anything like that. But you look at the 2 years that he had with Arthur Smith in that offense for Tennessee. 2019, he had 35 receptions, 439 yards, 12.5 yards per reception with 3 touchdowns. Then in 2020, 41 receptions, 448 yards, 10.9 yards per reception, but 8 touchdowns to go with it. And so Kyle Pitts may be the X factor when it all is said and done. Jonnu Smith is the Y factor. And this guy might end up having the sneaky best season for the Falcons. You know, if you look at his time in Tennessee, you know, again, his rookie year, he didn't play a whole lot, but 12.9 yards, his second year, 12.9 yards, 12.5 yards, 10.9 yards, 10.5 yards. And then the last 2 years with New England, I told you the 10.5 yards, 9.1. For his career, he's averaging 10.9 yards per reception. Okay? That's a first down on every play that he catches a ball. Every time he catches a pass, it's a first down, right? Now, he had, when he was with Arthur Smith, he had 41 catches. Well, let's start with 2019. 35 receptions, 16 of those were first down. So almost 50% of his catches were first downs in 2019. In 2020, 41 receptions, 25 first downs. So more than half of his receptions in 2020 were first downs. And he also had the 8 touchdowns that year. Now, he's by and large not been a touchdown machine. A couple of years of 3, a year of 2. He didn't have any touchdowns last year. And he had 1 in his first year with New England. And I don't know that they knew exactly how to use him. And maybe they didn't have the quarterback play. But I think Arthur Smith knows exactly how to use him. I think that he's a coach that he knows how to deal with him. He knows how to use him. And he knows what to do with a Jonnu Smith. And I do think that while Kyle Pitts is the X factor on this offense, that Kyle Pitts is a guy that has to produce big-time numbers, right? He's got to produce big-time numbers. He's got to be a guy that, you know, becomes what that number 4 pick is all about, right? He has to be that kind of guy. But Jonnu Smith may end up with the sneaky good offensive year when all is said and done. And I think that can Jonnu Smith, can he replicate his numbers like in Tennessee? I think he can be a 40 catch, 400 plus yard guy. If you told me that he was 40 catches, 440 yards, and 6 or 7 touchdowns, I'd be perfectly fine with that. I think that'd be a very impactful year. And what have we talked about consistently here on the show? We got to be really good in the red zone. We can't just be good. We've got to be elite in the red zone. We've got to be a top 5 red zone caliber team, right? We got to be in that 67 percentile of red zone teams where we score touchdowns 67% of the time. So if we're going to be that, there are going to be certain guys that have to contribute to that. Bijan Robinson, Jonnu Smith, obviously Kyle Pitts. There have to be guys that contribute to that. If we're going to be a scoring 2/3 touchdowns on our red zone possessions, we're going to have to get some big-time years from several guys. And I think Jonnu Smith can be one of those guys that obviously he knows the Arthur Smith offense. He thrived in an Arthur Smith offense. And if he can average, you know, for his career, he averages 10.9 yards per reception. He was 9.8 yards the last 2 years combined in New England. In 4 years with Tennessee, he was 11.4 yards per reception. So, you know, a noticeable difference in that, where he had, you know, 56 first down catches in 60 games as compared to 24 in 30 games. But first down catches, touchdowns, you know, every time you catch it, it's yardage that averages a first down. I think he can be all of that. I think he can be that. And if he can get to that, you know, 40, 440, 6 or 7 touchdown kind of guy, I'll be extremely happy. And again, I think it's one of those things that you look at the way we can run the football down deep. We're going to have Pitts. We're going to have London. Jonnu Smith can give us a nice season out of him. this offense will be hard to stop. It will be hard to defend against everybody. But that's everybody coming to it. Well, first off, that's everybody coming together. Second of all, having good quarterback play, having good, competent quarterback play. If we don't get good quarterback play, competent quarterback play, we're gonna be in trouble like we were with Marcus Mariota. We have all these shiny toys that he can play with, and he can't do anything with them. All these shiny pieces on offense, Pitts and London and this and that, and we overthrow them every down, you know? Like, how many times did we see Kyle Pitts get overthrown by Marcus Mariota? How many bad throws did we see by Marcus Mariota? You know, it's – you got to have – again, and that's why when it comes to influence in the game, you know, four things have to happen before Pitts or London or somebody like that can influence a game. And it all starts up front before they can influence a game. Got to have your line of scrimmage intact before those guys can influence a game. That's why I get frustrated about some of these things. But anyway, but I think Jonnu Smith is primed to have another big year. You know, again, he's not under any kind of long-term contract, so he's going to probably look to get a payday somewhere. I don't know if that'll be with the Falcons or not, but probably not. But if he can come in here and put up some good numbers, you know, and get himself paid, I won't have a problem with all of that. Because we always knew that he was going to be a guy that probably wasn't – and maybe, listen, maybe he is a long-term solution for the Falcons. Maybe he is a guy that stays around here for a few years and is a long-term solution. I don't know that. I don't know if he is or not. But certainly he's a guy that has the potential within an Arthur Smith offense to put up some good numbers. So we'll see what happens with all of that. And, you know, again, we'll see what happens there. Now the Braves are only up 4-3 in this game as Morton has given up a couple of runs. Freeman doubled. I think it was Muncy or somebody knocked him in. They were a little bit aggressive on the base paths. Dodgers come up with a couple of runs. You've got the top of the order going to be coming up. I mean, Rojas at 9, but then Betts and Freeman coming up in the next inning. And now it's kind of, I don't want to say getting away from Charlie Morton, but he's now at 4 innings, 69 pitches. He's given up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, the walk, does have the 4 strikeouts, and he's given up the home run. And so it's kind of catching up to him a little bit. Hopefully maybe he can get through one more inning with the Braves up, and he can certainly be the winner in this thing. But it feels like, you know, unless Morton has just a quick 1-2-3 inning here, it feels like this may be a 5-inning game for Morton. Feels like it may be a 5-inning game for him. But again, he's only at 69 pitches, so that's pretty good. That's a pretty good number. You know, you could probably try to get at least through 2 innings if you don't start to put guys on, you know, if you don't start to give up too many hits in a row. I mean, you know, he might get himself through at least 5 here, and the Dodgers just got a base hit. So, yeah, that's, you know, and that could be a double. Nope, it isn't. So now you got Betts and Freeman and everybody up. So, yeah, they're starting to accumulate some hits. So if Freddie can get through 5 here, where he's kind of laboring around through all of this, you know, just kind of starting to labor a little bit on the mound, right? I mean, now that's, you know, four hits in 4 innings, and he's given up the 3 runs and the walk and the home run up there, and then obviously the top of their order is now coming up to bat with with Betts and Freeman at the top. So let's see if he can just hang on with this lead for 5 innings and then turn it over to the bullpen from there. And, of course, you've got Strider and Elder going in the next couple of days, so you feel like if you win tonight, get off on the right foot, because the Braves have had their struggles the last couple of years in the regular season against the Dodgers. The Braves have certainly struggled the last couple few years against this team. And look, it's not a shock that, you know, again, it's the Dodgers. They're arguably one of the one or two best teams in all of the National League. So not surprising that, you know, the Braves have had struggles against them, but still, you know, it hasn't been as pretty, right? You know, when Freddie made his return here last year, it was a big emotional series, and the Dodgers handled their business. So, again, we'll keep up to date all night long about what goes on with the Atlanta Braves. Also, too, and I think that these are, I think it's already underway. Yeah, Lakers and Nuggets are underway. So the first quarter is over. Lakers do have a six-point lead after one. You know, the crazy thing about Joker is he's had some, you know, data. He's had some late starts as far as scoring in these games, right? Like he's allowed Murray to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And then he kind of plays second fiddle. Then in the second half, he takes over. Well, through one quarter, he's only got 6 points, but he's also got six assists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, he's been setting everybody up. It's been crazy how good his numbers are. Kadarius Caldwell-Pope has got 10 points. that leads them. Murray tonight's only got six, but he's 0-for-2 from three. So, again, Joker not getting off of that fast scoring start, but he just kind of lingers there in the background. He grabs some rebounds, dishes out some assists, right? I mean, he's been doing that all series long. He's kind of acquiescing to Jamal Murray when it comes to the offensive output early in the game. And he did that the other night, and now he's kind of doing it, you know, here tonight. So we'll see if the Lakers can get back in this thing. Again, they're not going to beat the Denver Nuggets four times in a row. That's not happening.
No.
And they're not going to become the first team in NBA history to find a way to come back from a 3-0 deficit.
And, like, because, you know, I only got the one monitor over here, so I've had this one on that game. In all honesty, they get some good leads, but and they've pretty much been leading most of this game, but they're not, like, putting their foot on Denver's neck to try to make sure they can get at least this one. Like, Denver's hanging around, and I think that's going to be a problem. If they keep letting Denver hang around, the brooms might be out tonight.
Did we see if Jack was on TV or anything?
I didn't notice.
Okay.
It's been far views every time I glance up. No close ups.
Yeah. Hopefully he's got the hairdo and the thumbs up and everything along with it. So anyway, all right. When we come back, it'll be time for That's Life. a follow up to the story we gave you the other night. And our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back in the Kia studios. 9:21 on the John Chuckery Show. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. Social media at 9:29 The Game, at JMCH316, at DD Lewis for real. We'll get to our top 10 here in just a minute. Did you see where we talked about this last week? Mm-hmm. Jay-Z and Beyonce bought the largest home price in California history.
Yep.
$200 million they paid for their home.
Yeah, talk of the weekend, actually.
Yep. They paid cash for the home.
They got it?
Yeah, they do. Brother, they do. They paid cash for that home.
I mean, I guess if you've got that kind of money, what's the point in having payments?
Well, okay, but you put $200 million into a home.
Yeah.
How quickly can you, if you had to turn that money around, I'm not saying that they're going to go bankrupt or anything.
Right.
But
right.
But how quickly can you profit off that money?
I mean, you probably can't. Maybe this is the home they know they really want to just settle in.
Again, I doubt that, but I mean, again, it sounds good, right? Can you imagine going into your purse?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay,
yeah, and just
pull out your debit card.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, what's this? $200 million?
Okay, swipe this.
Yeah, just go ahead and do that, or you just. You have $200 million laying around.
Yeah.
You know, because again, a lot of people at that level of wealth, they don't necessarily have just $200 million liquid, you know, I mean, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's invested in different things, you know, good, bad, or otherwise. I mean, you don't always have access to just $200 million in cash unless you start selling off things.
Right.
Property or jewelry or stocks or bonds or whatever, right?
Yep.
I mean, you just don't have $200 million liquid usually that easily, that quick and easy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they sold a house, but think about it. Let's say they sold a house for $50 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know, you know, if that's a true statement or not, but say they Freddie Freeman homered. He had a 3-run homer off.
Off Morton, Freeman, off
Freeman
Charlie?
Off Charlie.
Ugh.
Freeman hit a 3-run homer off Charlie Morton. Now it's 6 runs. Ugh, boy. Ugh, boy.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. That's going to be it for Charlie. He got through 5 innings. 7 hits, 6 earned runs. But anyway. But let's say you sold a house for $50 million. You're still $150 million away. Short on cash. And again, it's not that they don't have the money. It's just that usually you're not that liquid that quickly.
Yeah.
That you just walk into a house and say, hey, we really want to buy this. Yep, here's $200 million that we just transfer into somebody's account.
Yeah.
Like wire transfer it to, right? Like that Zelle. Like I do that Zelle thing, right? Like they have Zelle
right.
for your bank.
Yeah.
Like, just wire the money right over to you, $200 million.
Yeah. It's crazy. Must be nice, though. Must be nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. So
I mean, I would love to just walk into a restaurant and say, you know what? give me one of everything, and here's the money.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to just go to the grocery store and right. be able to just pay for groceries. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. there's an auction going to take place, Day-Day, of, and I love these auctions. So this summer, a Hank Aaron 1954 Topps card. Mm-hmm. That's his rookie card.
Mm-hmm.
This has a grade of 8.5 out of 10.
Mm.
It's near mint to mint plus. It's going up for auction this coming summer. And I'll be curious to see. We'll keep up to date on this.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what that card, because they say it's one of the highest graded cards for an Aaron rookie in history.
Nice.
And it's a beautiful looking card. I wonder how much that's going to sell for. Can that card
rookie? Can that card, you said in, eight to. I mean,
8.5.
8.5.
Can that rookie? Card get to a half million?
I think so.
Yeah. Can it get to a half million?
I think so. Mm. Especially, I think so. More so because of the simple fact that he hasn't been that too far gone from us. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, no, look, I mean, he's a legend, and obviously, you know, passed away here recently. I mean, there's still buzz about a Hank
right.
Aaron. And again, that Hank Aaron rookie is one of the great rookie cards of all time.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about, I mean, it's not 52 Mantle-like.
Right.
But in baseball card lore, it holds up pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably on the Mount Rushmore or something. I mean, it's pretty close.
Well, you got to think, how long did he hold the record, right? That probably has some weight.
Well, look, a lot of people still think he's the home run champion.
Right.
Because of the steroids and stuff like that.
So
a lot of people still give him credit for all that. But he was a beloved figure as well. Right? I mean, he was also a beloved figure,
mm-hmm.
the home run champ. A lot of people think he was screwed by, you know, Barry Bonds and stuff like that, but I'm going to be curious to see what that card fetches, because that could possibly be a $500,000 or more type of card. And the way these prices are going nowadays, who says it doesn't get to $1 million when it's all said and done? So, again, you're never going to find a card like that in that kind of condition in just wandering around the face of the earth.
Right.
So. All right. Happy birthday today to Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died, he died right before, he died the night of that WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know, that he died earlier that day,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Austin, Austin, yes, they were tag team partners in WCW, right? They were the Hollywood Blondes.
Yeah.
And they feuded in WWE.
Yeah.
But when Austin would wear that gold chain, mm-hmm. that was given to him by Brian Pillman. I think Austin at the pay-per-view, he took that chain off and set it in the ring.
Yeah.
Because they did that whole tribute to Brian Pillman. I think that the tribute might have been on Monday Night Raw, because I think Austin came in the ring. Oh man, was that trying to remember. It might have been the Owen Hart tribute where Austin came in the ring and put the beer can in the middle of the ring for Austin, or for Owen, but I believe it was Austin that when he did the Pillman tribute, he took his gold necklace off that was given to him by Brian Pillman, because he was always wearing that gold necklace like in 96, 97 when he first came in the WWE, and he put that chain, that gold necklace, in the center of the ring in honor of Brian Pillman. And I forget what that pay-per-view was. But he died like the night before they were supposed to wrestle in a pay-per-view. Not him in Austin, but he was supposed to wrestle somebody at the pay-per-view. Because that was 97, right? He died in 1997.
Yeah, look, yep, it was 97.
Yeah.
Because remember that whole stage thing was 96 with the whole gun thing and everything. So
Right, when he was on Raw with the gun.
With the gun,
And Austin was breaking into his house and all that good kind of stuff, so... and then it's also Naomi Campbell's birthday today, which got me thinking. For our top 10 list tonight, Day-Day, your top 10 supermodels of all time, the floor is yours.
All right, I'm going to be telling my age here with some of these, I'll still say, young ladies. Naomi Campbell, Heidi Klum.
I think Naomi Campbell at one time dated Robert De Niro.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Yes. She dated Robert De Niro at one time.
All right. My OG, Christy Brinkley.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who was married to Billy Joel. Yep.
That's who Uptown Girl
is. Yeah, exactly.
About.
Yep. But she was actually in the video, actually,
yes,
if I now
she
I remember.
Was.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
Iman.
And their daughter that they had together.
Uh-huh.
That song that he does, the Down Easter Alexa.
Okay.
That's the name of his daughter.
Oh, wow.
Alexa,
okay.
That the two of them had.
Okay. All right. Got Iman, Tyra Banks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Kate Upton. Of course, got to have Giselle
you know,
on him.
You know, let's start Tyra Banks for just a second.
Tyra. Uh-huh.
You know, she got obviously criticized because she, I don't want to say blew up, but, you know, she got a little bit bigger and thicker.
Yeah, well, she had that mommy weight that she never let go.
But what was wrong with that, though?
Nothing. Well, I guess in model,
yeah,
I guess in
again,
that world.
In waif world, you know, I mean, when you're not a waif or whatever like that. But she looked great. Like a woman,
yes,
though. Like she looked like a woman,
yeah.
You know, that, again, looked fantastic,
yeah,
and has a great look.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never understand why people like critiqued her for all of that. I mean, just she looked phenomenal.
Yeah,
she looked like a normal woman. Like,
yeah,
is she not allowed to look normal or something like that? But anyway,
that's the world we live in, bro.
Yeah.
Kate Upton, of course, got Giselle on here. Hillary Rhoda.
Can I tell you that Giselle though is? I think she's got to be. Well, I mean, she is Brazilian, but she's got to be annoying, right?
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, she drove Tom crazy.
Maybe. Hillary Rhoda and my number one, Gigi Hadid.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's really young, too. Yeah,
yeah she is, yeah. She's still a cutie, though.
All right. I've got Kathy Ireland.
Okay.
Elle McPherson.
Mm-hmm.
Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Nikki Taylor, I always really liked her look.
Yeah.
Christy Brinkley, Janice Dickinson.
Okay.
Heidi Klum, really liked her.
Yeah.
Adriana Lima, really liked her. Bar Raffelli, you remember her?
Yep.
Really liked her as well. And my number one on my list of all time has got to be Cindy Crawford.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about Cindy Crawford. Yeah.
And
she still looks good today.
Oh yeah, she does. Yeah, the former Mrs. Richard.
Yeah,
Gere.
And she's like doing. I think she's like an ambassador for something. Or used to be anyway. On like some jeans, maybe or something.
Could be.
It's
something
I saw.
So her husband now that she's married to, that she's been married to him for a long time. Mm-hmm. He was a big restaurateur.
Okay.
Right? Like he was a he was an owner of like high end restaurants,
okay,
and stuff like that.
Okay.
I can't remember what his name is, but that's what he was famous for.
Okay.
So he was a famous restaurateur.
Gotcha.
Or what have you. But
okay,
she was obviously I think she was married.
Okay.
Richard Gere. They didn't just date. They were married.
Yeah, I feel
at
like
one time.
Yeah, I feel like marriage is about right. Yeah.
And is that where she caught him with the gerbil up his you know what? I'm just asking.
Let me do some research.
Yeah, inquisitive minds want to know, right? Because the rumor has always been, and I think that this was a story that came out of Philadelphia. The rumor was always that he one night wound up in a hospital with a gerbil up his rectum. It's sort of mythology.
So they were married, that's for sure.
Yeah, they
haven't
were
found
married,
the haven't
right.
heard the gerbil yet.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing about Richard Gere, is that he supposedly went to the hospital one night. I think it was in Philadelphia, and had a gerbil up his, you know what. So, anyway. I don't know if that's a true story or not. I don't think it's true.
Nothing's coming up. They've probably made sure it was all wiped.
Yeah. I would think that, you know, was as far away from them as possibly. But anyway. All right, when we get back, Bob Nightingale joined us earlier in the show, what he had to say about the Braves, and we bounce around Major League Baseball. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you as we're trying to see if Braves and Dodgers are going to get underway here shortly. Looks like maybe the start of this game is going to be backed up just a little bit, so obviously rain moving through Atlanta here. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of baseball talk, we talked to our buddy Bob Nightingale, USA Today MLB columnist. Follow Bob on his Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Chuck.
You know, this is going to shape up to be, I think, a fun week for the Braves because we get to see the Dodgers for three games, and really the three healthy starters that we have are all going to pitch, Morton, Strider, and Elder. And then you got the Phillies for four games where this is our first time seeing them. I'm not saying that you can knock out the Phillies, but you could give them a real good body blow to the ribs if you take three out of four from them. This is shaping up to be a pretty good week. And is this sort of a little bit of a litmus test for Atlanta as they're going to see the Dodgers and Phillies this week?
Well, particularly the Dodgers. You know the Dodgers will be there. We'll see about the Phillies. I might think at this point, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say this, week before Memorial Day, but it's almost like it'd be stunning if Atlanta doesn't win the division. You know, it's almost like their division will lose, and let's see who's going to be the wild card team, so he'll go along with them. I just don't see anyone staying with them. You know, Mets possibly, if everything goes right, you know, to play a little bit of baseball now with the young kids. I don't see the Phillies staying with them. Phillies have too many pitching problems. I think, I really believe it's Atlanta's division to lose, and then we'll see who's going to be playing October 1 with them.
You know, Bob, Charlie Morton has had a bit of a reversal of fortune. He's not giving up the home run ball this year. He's still striking out lots of batters. For a nearly 40-year-old pitcher, this has been a really good bounce back for him to get on track this year with an ERA below 3-5 wins already.
Yeah, I mean, now we know why, Atlanta getting an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people in the industry kind of raise their eyebrows, like, whoa, with his age and stuff, you sure you want to give him $20 million? And, he's such a big mentor in that clubhouse, too. It means so much to so many people. So, no, it's great to see what he's doing. Once they start getting all their pitchers back and everything else, it should be a pretty smooth sailing, knocking wood that everybody stays healthy.
One of the other guys that has been, I'm not going to speak for all of Major League Baseball, but certainly here in Atlanta has been Orlando Arcia, who's been both good defensively, but his offense has been outstanding. He's had so many clutch hits, hitting the ball really well, still hitting over 300, a 380 on base percentage. I mean, this is the best of everything for the Braves that, look, they didn't spend the money on Dansby, and they've got a guy that is just picking right up where he left off.
Yeah, I don't see anybody that saw this coming. Even our sea of fans, it's like, to play this good, to play as solid a shortstop, as there is in the game right now, huge help for Atlanta, because everybody thought, oh man, you let Swanson go on the heels of Freeman going too. How are you gonna survive that? And they certainly have at a very reasonable cost.
Bryce Elder is another guy that has been really good for the Braves this year. He pitched a lot of good baseball down the stretch for them last year. Now 3-0 with a 2.06 ERA. Where are you starting to see him kind of creeping into some of these discussions about, you know, some of the good, really good young pitchers in Major League Baseball? I mean, him and Strider are from that same, and Jared Schuster, the guy who pitched yesterday, they're all from that 2020 draft class. And you know, over the last couple few years, they've gotten so many good contributions out of their real young guys.
Yeah, I mean, give a lot of credit to that scouting department, and of course, Dana Brown, you know, who's now with the Houston. No, he was fabulous, picking the right guys, everything else. So I think a lot of times what helps is when you have, you know, young guys like that just kind of feeding off each other. You know, you guys says, okay, if he can do it, I can do it, type of thing. So it's a you know, great thing to have. I mean, you see a lot of the great rotations is having you know, other guys go along with them. You know, whether it's, you know, Johnson Schilling back in the Diamondback days, or, you know, Max, you know, Smoltz and Glavin, you know, Atlanta days. But just nice to see guys push each other. And I think that's what's happening here. You know, nobody wants to be that weak link.
Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, where is Ronald Acuna Jr. this year in as far as pecking order of best players in Major League Baseball?
Right now, you got to say, I mean, he's a clear-cut winner MVP race, or clear-cut leader, I should say. You know, if the MVP voting, you know, came in now, he'd be unanimous. He's playing as good, if not better, than any player in the game. I mean, right now, you'd say, okay, is it Acuna? Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Shohei Ohtani? But what Acuna is doing right now, if I put him above Judge and Ohtani, too.
So let's bounce around the league a little bit, Bob. If you had a vote today for AL MVP, you giving it to Aaron Judge, or are you giving it to a Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers?
Yeah, or maybe Aroldis Garcia of the Rangers.
Yeah,
what he's doing. Yeah, I like voting for guys whose teams make the playoffs or in first place, and, you know, in this case, what Texas is doing. But yeah, I mean, Semien's been fantastic too, but so has Garcia. You know, they've had a lot of production. I mean, obviously they're doing well because they're leading the major leagues in runs.
You wrote a column here recently about the rebuild process for the Nationals and Oakland and all that, and you know, I look at the Oakland A's and we've talked about this before. But 10-38, Bob, and it's an embarrassment. And, you know, they're going to Vegas, and we talked about that. I mean, I look at them as they were a great franchise. Not just a good franchise, but, I mean, through the 70s to the 90s, they were a great franchise. And now it's just disgraceful. Like, how do we keep these teams from just – I mean, literally, they're not at the bottom. They're below the bottom, you know, when it comes to the Oakland A's. And, you know, the Nationals are at least respectable. I mean, and they won the World Series a few years ago. But I just look at this Oakland team, and it's like, it's embarrassing for the game of baseball how bad they are.
Oh, it is. It's a Triple-A team playing in the major leagues. I mean, they're not just getting beat every night. They're getting hammered every night. You know, they're okay, respectable in Houston over the weekend, lost some close ones. But all in all, I mean, what about square, but 170 runs so far. And, you know, it upsets other owners, too. It's like, wait a minute now. This team is getting revenue sharing. So we're paying these guys when they have a $59 million payroll. You know, they raise their ticket prices to make sure people don't come. I think that series against Arizona last week, they drew a total of 9,000 fans. So, no, it is embarrassment to baseball. I mean, you know, come September, everything else, you know, who's ever playing Oakland's got a huge advantage. It's almost like automatic buys.
You know, we've talked about Arizona before, Bob, and I know you're in that area. Why has Arizona been so good? I mean, they continue to surprise, 27-20. They're plus 12 in run differential. You know, they're nipping at the Dodgers' heels. I mean, can they keep this thing a race for, you know, 162?
I think they can keep a race for a playoff spot, but not the division. I think at some point the lack of pitching shows up. Their bullpen's very shaky. They really had just two primary starters, you know, Zach Gallen, I'm trying to think of the other guy's name. He's our number, Merrill Kelly, their number two guy. And then it's just three kids. But they're scrappy. They very good defense. Outfield, if that ball's in the air, it's going to get caught. Corbin Carroll should be, he's a huge favorite for, rookie of the year. But they sent a couple of their kids down to outfielders down the Maryland League. Their kids come up and play lights out. But they've been playing very, very good defense. And the trade with Toronto has really worked out well. When they got Gurriel's brother, he's done well. And Marino behind the plate has been a fabulous rookie catcher.
How frustrating is it to be the Toronto Blue Jays? You sweep the Braves, you're 25-22, and you're still 8.5 games out of first place in that division. I mean, that's got to be just like, what do we have to do to succeed here? But Tampa, Baltimore, the Yankees are sitting at third, and they're 29-20. Like, there are some real top-heavy teams in that division.
Oh, it's going to be a shame when one of those five teams don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And right now, it certainly looks like the other three are. I mean, we know the AL Central is going to get only one team. AL West may only get one team. But, yeah, just an unbelievable division. Good for them that there's a new schedule out. So you play short 13 times instead of 19 times. Makes it more fair for the wild card races. But yeah, it's unbelievable what they've done. I'm surprised. I thought Toronto would have a better season, but they've been their starting pitching hasn't been nearly as strong as I think everybody anticipated.
Bob, and I don't know what the numbers are across all of Major League Baseball, but it does seem like that there has been a noticeable uptick in the stolen bases. Ruiz leads baseball with 24 steals. Obviously, Ronald Acuna, he's got 18 steals. You got some guys that are on pace for some pretty good numbers. If nothing else, look, I love stolen bases, and I love speed in baseball and guys just, running around the bases. It does seem like, if nothing else, that part of getting increases in the game has worked out so far in baseball.
Yeah, it really has. Stolen base attempts are up, not hugely up, but they're up. But the percentage of being successful right now is at a record rate. So if you got some decent speed, you're going to take off. You can time those pitchers. The bases are bigger too, so it doesn't make it more fun. That's why you always sick of just guys taking walks and stuff like that. Well, if you're going to steal second base, then there you go. You're in scoring position, and that's why runs are slightly up this year too. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many what the draft classes are in the future. Instead of just trying to get these big boppers and say, let's get a guy that put the ball in play. How about like a Luis Arraez from Miami? Now you wish he had more speed, but those type of guys that always put the ball in play.
I know this sounds like a funny question in some ways, but is Gerrit Cole back? I mean, he's 5-0. His ERA is barely 2. He's made the most starts in baseball. He's got a complete game and a shutout to it. Does it feel like he's back to what he was a few years ago when he was with the Astros?
It does. Particularly you're pitching the AL East, great lineups. So no, I think he's definitely back. Unfortunately for him, you're judged what you're doing in September, October. They got him to be that ace in come October. So and he's had some bad outings in the playoffs with the Yankees. So no matter what does in regular season, I think that's what gave me the litmus test is what will this guy do, to help him get to the World Series.
Bob Nightingale, he's the USA Today MLB columnist. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BNightingale. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Bob, as always, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
All right, look forward to it.
You got it. When Gary Stokin, president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, is going to join us up next. We'll talk about this new playoff format, and certainly it does benefit the Peach Bowl. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you as we're trying to see if Braves and Dodgers are going to get underway here shortly. Looks like maybe the start of this game is going to be backed up just a little bit, so obviously rain moving through Atlanta here. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of baseball talk, we talked to our buddy Bob Nightingale, USA Today MLB columnist. Follow Bob on his Twitter page, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Chuck.
You know, this is going to shape up to be, I think, a fun week for the Braves because we get to see the Dodgers for three games, and really the three healthy starters that we have are all going to pitch, Morton, Strider, and Elder. And then you got the Phillies for four games where this is our first time seeing them. I'm not saying that you can knock out the Phillies, but you could give them a real good body blow to the ribs if you take three out of four from them. This is shaping up to be a pretty good week. And is this sort of a little bit of a litmus test for Atlanta as they're going to see the Dodgers and Phillies this week?
Well, particularly Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers will be there. We'll see about the Phillies. I don't think at this point, I mean, it's kind of crazy to say this, week before Memorial Day, but it's almost like it'd be stunning if Atlanta doesn't win the division. You know, it's almost like their division will lose, and let's see who's going to be the wild card team, so he'll go along with them. I just don't see anyone staying with them. You know, Mets possibly, if everything goes right, you know, to play a little bit of baseball now with the young kids. But, you know, I don't see the Phillies staying with them. Phillies have too many pitching problems. I think, you know, I really believe it's Atlanta's division to lose, and then we'll see who's going to be playing October 1 with them.
You know, Bob, Charlie Morton has had a bit of a reversal of fortune. He's not giving up the home run ball this year. He's still striking out lots of batters. I mean, again, for a nearly 40-year-old pitcher, this has been a really good bounce back for him to get on track this year with an ERA below 3-5 wins already.
Yeah, I mean, now we know why, you know, Atlanta getting an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people in the industry kind of raise their eyebrows like, whoa, you know, with his age and stuff, you know, you sure you want to give him $20 million? And, you know, he's such a big mentor in that clubhouse, too. You know, means so much to so many people. So, no, it's a, you know, great to see what he's doing. You know, once they start getting all their pitchers back and everything else, you know, it should be a, you know, it's pretty smooth sailing, you know, knocking wood that everybody stays healthy.
You know, one of the other guys that has been, you know, again, I'm not going to speak for all of Major League Baseball, but certainly here in Atlanta has been Orlando Arcia, who's been both good defensively, but his offense has been outstanding. He's had so many clutch hits, hitting the ball really well, still hitting over 300, 380 on base percentage. I mean, this is the best of everything for the Braves that, you know, look, they didn't spend the money on Dansby, and they've got a guy that is just picking right up where he left off.
Yeah, I don't see anybody that saw this coming. You know, even our sea of fans, it's like, you know, to play this good, to play as solid a shortstop, you know, as there is in the game right now. You know, huge help for Atlanta, because everybody thought, oh man, you let Swanson go on the heels of you know, Freeman going too. You know, how you gonna survive that? And they certainly have at a very reasonable cost.
You know, Bryce Elder's another guy that has been really good for the Braves this year. He pitched a lot of good baseball down the stretch for them last year. Now 3-0 with a 2.06 ERA. Where are you starting to see him kind of creeping into some of these discussions about, you know, some of the good, really good young pitchers in Major League Baseball? I mean, him and Strider are from that same, and Jared Schuster, the guy who pitched yesterday, they're all from that 2020 draft class. And you know, over the last couple few years, they've gotten so many good contributions out of their real young guys.
Yeah, I mean, give a lot of credit to that scouting department, and of course, Dana Brown. You know, who's now with the Houston. No, he was fabulous picking the right guys, everything else. So I think a lot of times what helps is when you have young guys like that just kind of feeding off each other. You know, you guys says, okay, if he can do it, I can do it, type of thing. So it's a you know, great thing to have. I mean, you see a lot of the great rotations is having you know, other guys go along with them. You know, whether it's, you know, Johnson Schilling back in the Diamondback days, or, you know, Max, you know, Smoltz and Glavin, you know, Atlanta days. But just nice to see guys push each other. And I think that's what's happening here. You know, nobody wants to be that weak link.
Bob Nightingale, national MLB columnist for USA Today, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, where is Ronald Acuna Jr. this year in as far as pecking order of best players in Major League Baseball?
Right now, you got to say, I mean, he's a clear-cut winner MVP race, or clear-cut leader, I should say. You know, if the MVP voting, you know, came in now, he'd be unanimous. He's playing as good, if not better, than any player in the game. I mean, right now you'd say, okay, is it Acuna? Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Shohei Ohtani? But what Acuna is doing right now, if I put him above Judge and Ohtani too.
So let's bounce around the league a little bit, Bob. If you had a vote today for AL MVP, you giving it to Aaron Judge, or are you giving it to a Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers?
Yeah, or maybe Aroldis Garcia of the Rangers.
Yeah,
what he's doing. Yeah, I don't like voting for guys whose teams make the playoffs or in first place, and, you know, in this case, what Texas is doing. But yeah, I mean, Semien's been fantastic too, but so has Garcia. You know, they've had a lot of production. I mean, obviously they're doing well because they're leading the major leagues in runs.
You wrote a column here recently about the rebuild process for the Nationals and Oakland and all that. And, you know, I look at the Oakland A's and we've talked about this before. But 10-38, Bob, and it's an embarrassment. And, you know, they're going to Vegas, and we talked about that. I mean, I look at them as they were a great franchise. Not just a good franchise, but, I mean, through the 70s to the 90s, they were a great franchise. And now it's just disgraceful. Like, how do we keep these teams from just, I mean, literally, they're not at the bottom. They're below the bottom, you know, when it comes to the Oakland A's. And, you know, the Nationals are at least respectable. I mean, and they won the World Series a few years ago. But I just look at this Oakland team, and it's like, it's embarrassing for the game of baseball how bad they are.
Oh, it is. It's a Triple-A team playing in the major leagues. I mean, they're not just getting beat every night. They're getting hammered every night. They're okay, respectable in Houston over the weekend, lost some close ones. But all in all, I mean, with about scored about 170 runs so far. And, you know, it upsets other owners too. It's like, wait a minute now, this team is getting revenue sharing, so we're paying these guys when they have a $59 million payroll. They raise their ticket prices to make sure people don't come. I think that series against Arizona last week, they drew a total of 9,000 fans. So, no, it is embarrassment to baseball. I mean, come September, everything else, you know, who's ever playing Oakland's got a huge advantage. It's almost like automatic buys.
You know, we've talked about Arizona before, Bob, and I know you're in that area. Why has Arizona been so good? I mean, they continue to surprise. 27-20, they're plus 12 in run differential. They're nipping at the Dodgers' heels. I mean, can they keep this thing a race for, 162?
I think they can keep a race for a playoff spot, but not the division. I think at some point the lack of pitching shows up. Their bullpen's very shaky. They really had just two primary starters, you know, Zach Gallen. I'm trying to think of the other guy's name. He's our number, Merrill Kelly, their number two guy. And then it's just three kids. But they're scrappy. They very good defense. Outfield, if that ball's in the air, it's going to get caught. Corbin Carroll should be, he's a huge favorite for, rookie of the year. But they sent a couple of their kids down to outfielders down the minor leagues. Their kids come up and play lights out. But they've been playing very, very good defense. And the trade with Toronto has really worked out well. When they got Gurriel's brother, he's done well. And Marino behind the plate has been a fabulous rookie catcher.
How frustrating is it to be the Toronto Blue Jays? You sweep the Braves, you're 25-22, and you're still 8.5 games out of first place in that division. I mean, that's got to be just like, what do we have to do to succeed here? But Tampa, Baltimore, the Yankees are sitting at third, and they're 29-20. Like, there are some real top-heavy teams in that division.
Oh, it's going to be a shame when one of those five teams don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And right now, it certainly looks like the other three are. I mean, we know the AL Central is going to get only one team. AL West may only get one team. But, yeah, just an unbelievable division. Good to them that there's a new schedule out. So you play short 13 times instead of 19 times. Makes it more fair for the wild card races. But yeah, it's unbelievable what they've done. I'm surprised. I thought Toronto would have a better season. But they've been their starting pitching hasn't been nearly as strong as I think everybody anticipated.
Bob, and I don't know what the numbers are across all of Major League Baseball, but it does seem like that there has been a noticeable uptick in the stolen bases. Ruiz leads baseball with 24 steals. Obviously, Ronald Acuna, he's got 18 steals. You got some guys that are on pace for some pretty good numbers. If nothing else, look, I love stolen bases, and I love speed in baseball and guys just, running around the bases. It does seem like, if nothing else, that part of getting increases in the game has worked out so far in baseball.
Yeah, it really has. Stolen base attempts are up. Not hugely up, but they're up. But the percentage of being successful right now is at a record rate. So if you got some decent speed, you're going to take off. You can time those pitchers. The bases are bigger too. So it doesn't make it more fun. That's why you always stick of just guys, you know, taking walks and stuff like that. Well, if you're going to steal second base, you know, then there you go. You're in scoring position. And that's why runs are, you know, slightly up this year too. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many, you know, what the draft classes are in the future. Instead of just trying to get these big boppers and say, you know what, let's get a guy that put the ball in play. You know, how about like a Luis Arraez from Miami? Now, you wish he had more speed, but those type of guys that always put the ball in play.
I know it sounds like a funny question in some ways, but is Gerrit Cole back? I mean, he's 5-0. His ERA is barely 2. He's made the most starts in baseball. He's got a complete game and a shutout to it. Does it feel like he's back to what he was a few years ago when he was with the Astros?
It does. You know, particularly you're pitching the AL East, great lineups. So no, I think he's definitely back. You know, unfortunately for him, unfortunately for him, you're judged what you do in September, October. They got him to be that ace in come October. So, you know, and he's had some bad outings in the playoffs with the Yankees. So, you know, no matter what does in regular season, I think that's what gave me the litmus test is what will this guy do, you know, to help him get to the World Series.
Bob Nightingale, he's the USA Today MLB columnist. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Bob, as always, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
All right, look forward to it.
You got it. When Gary Stokin, president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, is going to join us up next. We'll talk about this new playoff format, and certainly it does benefit the Peach Bowl. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.